And now, a list of things that Las Vegas Raiders fans said on Reddit. At least we didn't blow a 20-point lead. That was the worst season finale since Game of Thrones. Top 5 wide receiver and the leading rusher, and we score one pity touchdown. Crying laughing emoji. What a not fun NFL season. Comment. Same sh- different year. Reply. Same time next year. I'm glad Carr wasn't there to be a distraction. Comment. Get ready for the second Dark Age, fellas. Reply. It's a 35-year Dark Age with like 5 good years scattered around it. Guess what? We suck! Thank God that season is over. Can we get a countdown clock until McHead is fired like they had for Gruden? Who's McDip gonna blame this one on? We held Mahomes to 202 yards and 1 touchdown, and Kelsey had no touchdowns. We won, right? I dare Mark to say Josh McDaniels did a good job this year. I dare this dimwit. Crayon eating McDumb ruined this season. We got rid of Carr for that bullshit? Burn in hell, McDaniels. Comment. Carr led this team to a 30-29 loss in Kansas City, and we get absolutely destroyed at home against a team using its backups. Definitely Carr's fault that we are who we are. What a joke. Reply. Please, Carr didn't even sack Mahomes once that game. He wasn't helping us today. That certainly was one of the Raiders games that was ever played. Comment. Ted Lasso taught me about relegation. Can that happen, please? Reply. The XFL's about to fire up again. The Raiders couldn't even compete with the Vipers. Josh McDaniels, count your f***ing days! I want my time back I spent watching this pathetic team. Comment. What would firing McDaniels even do? Make our players play better? Like, get real, it would just start the cycle of a new system all over again. Reply. Well, for starters, it would give me hope. Comment. Stidham looked good. Reply. Said no intelligent football fan ever. Lions and Jaguars officially figured it out before we did. Just know that. If it's always the darkest before the dawn, the next year is looking pitch black. Comment. I'd like to go into next season with genuine hope. What do we need to do for that to happen? One reply. Change teams. Another reply. Vince McMahon buys the team. Response. And there it is. The single stupidest f***ing thing I'm going to see all day. And now, the runner-up. What a season. I will be sure to buy a season ticket and get a bowl cut. Thank you, Mark Davis. And now, the winner of things that Raiders fans said on Reddit. Bring back Gruden. And now, a list of things that LA Chargers fans said on Reddit after losing to the Denver Broncos and leaving their starters in basically the whole game. They really had to make a meaningless game somehow embarrassing, huh? So, just to recap, we were one of the most injured teams throughout the season. We played our asses off over 5 weeks to make it to the playoffs. The football gods allowed us a meaningless final game to finally rest our starters, many of whom had missed several weeks, and our coach says, "F*** that, you're all playing?" And the player who literally proved how valuable he was to our offense over the season and who was signed to an extension in the offseason gets carted off the field in a meaningless game. Am I getting that right? What a sh*t idea gone horribly wrong. A nice momentum-building loss for Staley. All of the confidence I had before this game has been immediately deflated. I feel terrified to play the Jags now. S-tier copium. The loss today will make us hungrier next week. Staley is the dumbest smart guy ever. Thank God this clown fiesta is finally over. Looking like complete idiots going into the playoffs. This coaching staff never ceases to amaze me. I can understand letting the starters get a couple of reps in, but playing them for almost the entire game when the game means nothing in the long run is astounding. Before the game, I thought the Staley criticism was a bit unfair. But after that debacle, I want him fired if we lose next week. What a f***ing embarrassment this game was. Jags by 9,000 next week. No heart. Staley needs to put the clown paint on for his presser. Absolutely unacceptable coaching today. For every injury in today's game, can Staley get punched in the nuts? Maybe then he would understand the pain and put away his Napoleon complex in a worthless game. And now, the winner of things that LA Chargers fans said on Reddit. Less mentum. And now, a list of things that Green Bay Packers fans said on Reddit after losing to the Detroit Lions and not making the playoffs. Rodgers can be cut, and I wouldn't give half a sh** right now. This was a playoff game, and we played like it. Joe Barry didn't do enough this season to warrant being defensive coordinator next season. So, of course, he'll be back. Guess who isn't going to lose to the 49ers in the playoffs this year? 25% of our wins came against teams drafting number one overall, and we lost to the Lions twice. Who's ready for Packers offseason drama? Will Rodgers stay a Packer? Will the Packers make good draft picks? Who stays, who goes, and who comes in? Find out in the next season of Days of Our Packers. Matt Flynn would have won this game. Seattle has got to be the worst place to be a Packers fan, as a fan who watched the game in a bar in Seattle. To quote Ted Lasso, it's the hope that kills you. And it got me real good this year. And now, the winner of things that Green Bay Packers fans said on Reddit. The person I feel bad for is Brock Purdy. He's missing out on a 350-yard passing game, 100-yard rushing game next week. It would be the only 100-yard rushing game in his career. And now, a list of things that Houston Texans fans said on Reddit. After winning against the Colts, but losing out on the number one overall pick. Two-point conversion successful. Me, 3 hours ago. These Bryce Young height concerns are overblown. He'll be great in the NFL. Me now. You really need to stack two Bryce Youngs on top of each other to make one Kyler Murray. I hate this poverty f***ing franchise. See y'all next year. Comment. How the hell did we tank our tanking? Reply. The tank commanders went too far into their tanking realm and tanked our tank, but didn't go far enough to tank our tanking the tank. Worst victory in franchise history. Comment. Listen, y'all are mad about losing the first overall pick, and I get it, and I hear you. But the Texans were just following the number one rule of this subreddit. The Colts. Them Colts. They can suck it, and we won. Reply. But we didn't the Colts. We lost a position in the draft order and they moved up. Ursay. Let me get this straight, day. You couldn't beat a team tanking for the first overall pick? Texas man loses last bit of hope he didn't know he had left. Lovie Smith belongs in jail. The Texans, I'm a Houston Roughnecks fan now. If I ever see Lovie in person, it's on sight. Bryce Young kind of small, though. Bears trade back. Colts take the better quarterback. And the Texans will get the bust somehow. Depression. Not only is this the worst franchise in football, this is the worst franchise in all of sports. There actually isn't a worse franchise all across the major sports than the Texans. Podcasters and sports media don't even cover the Texans games. They skip over them when making picks because they're so irrelevant. Then they go and win one game they should lose and give the franchise any hope. Sell the team, move cities, rebrand. Football gods give us powers to f*** us. Lovie Smith giving the Texans the middle finger on the way out, crying laughing emoji. We picking up Derek Carr then? At least the Texans have the respect of Joe Judge. This is worse than when they choked to the Chiefs that one time. Even if we draft Young, we don't have any good fat guys to protect him. Somebody go put a brick through Lovie's windshield. It's got to be parked at NRG somewhere. And this is why you don't fire someone before they're actually fired. And now, the winner of things that Houston Texans fans said on Reddit. Comment. I'm filing a police report on Levy Smith.
Reply.
Breaking and entering your hopes and dreams isn't illegal.